First of all, I have gained lots of experience as a student interacting with students from other countries. I can see myself in a different level, not only as a local or as an African person, but as an international student. My mindset has been really opened up. I have managed to network with very many people, which is a good thing. Besides that, you know, you travel a lot, learn and have fun.
And viewing yourself as a young diplomat, you're saying you've learned a lot. Mm-hmm. What exactly have you learned about the working of the UN?
What I have learned is that there is sovereignty, whereby we are all equal at the United Nations. It doesn't matter how rich your country is or how poor your country is. The element of equity is very present at the United Nations. And one of the key speakers says this can work either for or against you, because when you have all people at the same level, sometimes things cannot be passed as effectively as they would. But at the same time, it works for, because once you see a UN symbol anywhere, you respect that, because you're not looking at one entity, but as member states. That's the major difference.
As a young woman, mm-hmm. Do you feel that the UN is advancing the issues of women and young women well?
Oh, yeah. I just learned that UN has a new setup called UN Women, which is specifically streamlined to address women's issues, which I believe is one step toward making, you know, women become active and empowered, yeah. And, well, one thing that is really disappointing is that for the sessions, around 60-something sessions, we've only had 3 women presidents at the General Assembly, and that's a little bit questionable. So as it pertains leadership, I think something has to change within the UN system. But generally speaking, women's issues and children's affairs has been, to some extent, addressed.